Abbiamo incontrato Carlos Garaycoa in occasione della sua ultima personale alla Galleria Continua. Abbiamo parlato di disegno, cifre e processo creativo che ricorre nei suoi lavori a partire dagli anni 90 e che se nel tempo ha sfruttato materiali diversi, come fili e spigli ad esempio, oggi arriva a una soluzione formale nuova che lo libera dal peso dei cliché e della ripetitività. Questa è una mostra di disegni, così la spiega l'artista.
Actually, we started with the idea of doing a drawing exhibition for a long time with the gallery. Because normally when I've been showing around here, always being installation, etc., etc., and photography. And a lot of my work is based in drawings as well. A lot of architecture drawings, you know, you've been seeing. And actually that was the first idea, why not to do a small show in the Arco del Beige, that's a small gallery as well. I never use it and I like a lot this place. That was the beginning. Then it took a long time to do it because we never find the moment. And recently, like 6 months ago, I start to do, I just find this way to draw, using one more time the cutting, the collage or whatever, but it's very related to my process of work, that is making models, cutting papers, etc. And I found this idea to do drawings on cutting mats, in this material that we used to get for the process, this blanket, these boards that we used to cut all the time in the studio. And just coming this idea, and I start to use it. It's just the cutting mat with the process of tape. It's like a regular tape in color for packing, and I just find this and start, and it's 6 months after we are been developed a lot of ways to do this, and that's the beginning of this project. When I have this body of work, I say to the gallery, okay, if we do the drawing show, we do with this material. This is a new way to draw for me, and I always looking for these new ways to find my. It's very materic way to draw. It's not a simple paper drawing. This is the beginning. I think we will not find thematic. It's not a thematic show. It's more an approach to drawing, an approach of a very processual process work that is very important for me. Like, it's on the table of the studio, growing up these things. The beginning was this idea, yes, how to develop a drawing project, and I think the body of work, the main body of work of this exhibition is there. And actually, when we was that, okay, it was even the exhibition of Kavakov, that for me is a very big pleasure and honor to be together with him. And the gallery proposed me to do something, to create something for here, and as well to see how I go into the gallery. I use the other room here on the... We can say that this is the second moment of this project, the second stage. The first stage was a lot of using this cutting mat in different colors, black, green, and many colors, in drawing, in very free hands drawing. It's really, if you see, with one catalog already that I did in the Havana Biennial now at the Museum of Fine Art, I do an exhibition and I show all these drawings. And it's a really a free way. It's a very, very, very good to find something that you are able to use and you are not stuck to do something specific. If you see this body of work, that there are many pieces already in this material, it's really, sometimes you even don't see me. You people being asking, why do you do that? This is a different way of view of drawing and an approach, etc. And I say, no, this is it's very interesting, because sometimes, you know, many times artists don't put in on papers and material what you really think. Sometimes you do an acotation of your mind, no? You do what people expect that you do in a certain way. You follow your rules, and then your rules bring you to more rules. And this work really starts as a very free way to create. I think that's what you find in the Arco del Beige. In one hand, it's very free. In the second, I found this idea of the light as well that I've been using for many years. Many of my work is related to light, and I am very interested to use as a material. And I decide this second stage to go ahead with this idea of the using the transparent cutting mat. They are different of the others in a certain way. The same process of tape, etc. And you see all these drawings there. They are like using the object in the same way I've been using for many years, recycling objects that I put in another context and etc. And then I think you have to see everything together. You have to see these other drawings together with this one here that even is crossing another line that you will see in Venice. Now I will do this piece in Venice Biennale that I did last year for China that is using this cutting paper as well. And it's another way of drawing, creating with the paper forms, and very architectonic forms, etc. Then I think, you know, you cannot approach the way the work only in one. It's a long process that I added things, I put it things out. And I think, yes, this probably this table here are closer that what I've been doing, used to do with thread and with paper drawings, a very architectonic, very constructivist work, a very, you know, it's something, I think it's under investigation still, but it's something I found, it's a material found, and I just getting into there. Drawing at the end is a base of my work. If you see this work and you check some of my work from the 90s, you will find this. Probably what is completely different is the materiality of that, of this type of drawing. The final look, because it's another, it looks very high-tech, even if it's not. It's a handmade everything. It's a very artcraft process. And if you see my thread drawing series as well that I've been doing, they are there as well. It's a way of draw through computers and through hands, and it's this idea of the very technological image. I think this is really very connected to the way I've been drawing for years, you know, this idea of the aerial view of plant, of building, of city, this kind of free construction of the side of the space, etc. Of course, I say that because I am not a spectator. You, as an spectator, see something very new that I am not. I think what is really make probably very different is like is the second time probably that people hear. I remember one show I did before here in Galleria Continua that somebody asked me, but you draw a lot. You have drawings in your work. And I say, I'm doing a lot of drawings. You know, I think they are drawings. They are drawings that I do in paper. If you see what is there, it's, I just do it on the paper. Just I turn it into the computer and then I turn it into this specific material. And this coming, this new spirit there, no? I think in my process of create that is something very basic in my work. If you look my work of paper and photograph that I've been doing since the 90s, it's already there. It's already the connection of the Phyllis Pillion photograph. It's this idea of the photograph of reality that I turn into another reality to the very free way to draw. You know, it's a very archaeological way to find a place, a very reportage way to photograph. And then I turn into something else with the drawings. And then I think the process is quite similar all the time. I only find another approach to the same methodology of how I am very interested still in that. You will see in the Arco, there are like 7 photographs that is taking this approach of the, I can say it's the Philly and it's Pili, this design. But it's again this new material that I discovered that is really free, because even the thread drawings and all this is really static in many ways, but this is just like I find very free the relation I start to have with this now, with the drawing. It's the first moment to open another door and see, we'll see what happened. And many people really been asking me, wow, but this looks so different. I say, it's not so different. The methodology is the same. It's the same thing. It's just material that something looks very shiny, very, very sexy. I like that. This is very, you know, sensible material. But, you know, I'm probably, yes, probably you are right. Probably something new there. If you look my work close, you will find these ways always. I've been using that approach, being escaping from the typological political, etc. Probably the architecture is more difficult sometimes for me to escape because I really like, I really enjoy, I understand the way of lines working. I found situations through my work that really thrilled me, and I found that I really communicate very well. That's the way when you find this piece here, that's the jewel of the crown, Las Joyas de la Corona, that is a very strong political statement, is these models in silver from different places of the world for torture and control and etc. That is one of the installations here. But at the same time, you find this free will that is in other drawings, you know. That I think you can see it in my work, when you see my sculpture with lights and the pieces I've been doing here, like recently in Galleria Continua, you saw this big installation with light in Venice. That they're really, in many ways, it's a very poetic way of approach material and architecture. And I think it's, the good thing is being capable to do that without prejudice. I don't have any prejudice. Of course, I think to be an artist or be somebody who communicates, use the language, normally you have certain rules that you, not rules, they are not fixed rules, it's rules that you put yourself because it's the way you communicate easily. And probably me is the architecture, is the photography. When I do photography, it's very easy for me to find this connection between photography and other things. And when I use architect, when I use certain materials. One good thing about this work is that really materialistic in the material is really rich. It's really something that I can do anything, any kind of drawing, anything that I always find is something related to me, because I think the material I am using is very related to me, by to my process of discover, if you can say. Then of course you always try to escape, but I think you find this more and more with the years. I feel every year passing my career or life, I am more able to do the poetry I want. I don't have to respond. I don't have to respond answers anymore. You know, it's when you are young artist, you always wanted to respond very straight, very, you want to be clear. But I think with the years, you can see in this exhibition of Cavacos that is fantastic, because he's not answering nothing. He's just doing what he wanted to do it. You know, that's a perfect state.
E se non sfugge l'architettura come fonte di ispirazione, all'architettura come processo creativo ricorre anche per The Observatory, un progetto di intervento pubblico presentato a Castleford, in Inghilterra, e che chiude il percorso di ricerca sull'utilità dell'arte iniziato nel 2002 a Documenta con Campus, The Tower of Knowledge.
This project is my obsession with architecture. And as well my obsession with public art. I really been refusing to do public art, take a public art as something you arrive and put it in any country. Like I think that's not the way to approach people. I am very interested in communication. I think we have to find a way to talk to people, no? And in this case of Observatory, I get invited to this small town in Inglaterra, in UK, like 4 or 5 years ago. Was the first time I've been there was 2005. And they want me to do a public piece in this town that they've been regenerating. It was a big discussion about different cities, towns in England, were been suffering, etc., being minery in very poor areas, etc. They put money, Channel 4 and the British Council, everyone. I arrived there and I say, you know, I don't want to do any public art here and get out, because this is very weird, very strange place. I will think in something, and if it's really connected to the city, I do it. And then I start to think in this possibility to propose a building that really connects historically with the town, etc. And it's been a long process, very, very long and very important for me, this process, because I really try to make real the architecture for the first time. You know, I've been discussing with this piece you mentioned before, Campus, the Tower of Knowledge, that piece I did for Documenta in 2002, and was really an approach for the first time to a real architecture. I invite architects for the first time to work with me. And I think this piece in England is a finishing of this long process that is already taking me 7 years to really understand, we can say, the utility of art in many ways, that I saw these utilities as well in architecture. It's very clear. And this is a really very important project for me, because we've been involved with the whole studio with my architects and designers and webmaster, many people. You saw probably the website of that, and it's really a very complex thing that we are now waiting the possibility even to construct this library. And it's something as well obsesses me a lot, is the books, the idea of libraries that I'm very involved with. Yeah, the exhibition in England is not really an exhibition. It was a proposal in the town to do for the politicians, for the city itself. And they are now under discussion the possibility to build that for the town. Then it's beyond art. It's beyond the discussion of an object. It's something else. It's a very particular building. If you read in the website, it's a kind of intelligent library with it's a database. It's a kind of cultural institution for the town, where you are related to history, to the past, to the present, to the archaeology side, to the art in the area, to physics, to many things there. And then I think it's something else. We will present this project again now in Yorkshire Sculpture Park. And it's a second moment for that discussion, because we are trying to involve people now to get interest to build. I think it's different level of responsibility in the approach. Probably this is not right what I will say, but in art, you have the free will of this very irresponsible way to approach, language. You have this possibility to be yourself with the language. When you go, for example, into architecture or into documentary or whatever, photography or even cinema, you really have to take another things with you. You have to have another voices, another. You are taking care more about the useful of that, and then in this movement, only to involve the people, involve the spectator, the people who will use finally that, even as a document, as a useful building or sculpture, you really change everything. You coming really from the very private relation with language to the something that is beyond yourself, and I think that's make a big difference. But I think it's very important the spectator, in the way the spectator will get that. No? If you really work with the context, or you really work with the context of the language itself, I think it's different situations. For me, it's very clear when I go to the public space. It's many things that I wanted to put there that doesn't belong to me anymore. But that's involve another responsibility to language, to art.
Thank you. Thank you.